All right, 7 o'clock hour of The Drive. Good morning to everyone. Happy birthday once again. Everybody wish Jay a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jay!
It's his birthday.
It is his birthday.
Got to acknowledge that.
Very excited.
Looking forward to a good weekend ahead. We hope it's a good weekend for you as lots going on, and we look forward to that. Four Down Territory coming up in our next segment. Dave Richard, hey, got to keep plugging along. Fantasy football. Maybe you're in first. Maybe you're in last. Hey, Dave will help you. He'll help you.
Yeah, so will Dave Richard.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, you mean he'll help you?
Oh, you will, too.
Of course.
Yes. Unless you're in Dave's league. Either one.
Either one. Yeah. Either way.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting our... we got our guests. Oh, okay, cool.
Let's do it.
Well, joining us right now, this is pretty cool. So our partners over at KCRA have been so good to us, not just with, for example, tonight's Friday night show, the high school show with Matt and Charles. You and I got to go over there and hang out with Dell and Michelle.
They put us on the TV.
Which was, I don't know, I would question their logic there. Yeah. But other than that, they make good decisions. Word of Mouth is the name of the program, The World According to Locals. It starts Monday, this coming Monday, 7 p.m. So right after the MLS event, as a matter of fact. Right
big
after,
local thing.
Go right in there. And joining us right now on the phone, it's Jessica Mattis.
Yeah, that's right. As all guests are coming to you via the Fire Wings hotline. Try one of their delicious flavors of wings today. Fire Wings, just wing it. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We're excited. We're excited about all things local. Dave is Mr. Local, so we're very curious about this show, Word of Mouth. How did this even come about?
Oh, wow. A lot of things had to come in place for this bad boy to come together. But, I mean, basically, you know, here at KCRA, we wanted to offer a local show that embraces, you know, all the great things that this area has to offer. So they asked me to figure that out. And what I came up with is a local show that asks real people that live in the city and this area for their recommendations, you know. So it started from there. And then the next thing you know, we were literally on the street ambushing people and asking them specific questions about the area, like what's your favorite pizza spot, you know, who's your go-to barber if you have one, and then we just take the best recommendations and then we go check out those places. That's how it happened.
So and I assume as the show goes on, people will be able to, maybe they're new to the area or live here but just aren't sure, people will be able to somehow get a hold of you guys, find you guys and say, hey, could you find out, I'm looking for this or I want to do that, and then you guys will be able to, you know, kind of do them a little service and get those answers for them.
Exactly. Like what I mean, the show is really cool because I feel like we are producing it with people in the area instead of producing it for the people. Like we need people's recommendations for this show to exist. We're not driving the content or the destination. So whether you know, like you said, you have a question, maybe you have a date coming up and you're new to the area and you have no idea like where the best date spot is, or you want to know where the best sports bar is, whatever, like you can tell us, you can go online to kcra.com/word of mouth, and you can say, please go out in the streets and ask this question, or you can tell us a cool place that we should go check out. You can also, if you're using social media, you can hashtag word of mouth KCRA and let us know that way. So, yeah, we need people to give us their questions and their recommendations so we know where to go next.
I asked for a reason, so I can help you out right here live on the air. So a few days ago, Kings star point guard De'Aaron Fox was lamenting that there weren't any late night, there weren't enough late night places to eat in his neck of the woods. So obviously, I'm not going to give his address out, but he lives in the Folsom area. So maybe sometime down the road, you guys could do him a solid and try to find out recommendations for where guys like De'Aaron can go late at night to get some grub in the Folsom area.
I think he just gave me our next segment.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes.
It's a partnership.
Yeah, and see how easy that was? Like, okay, fine. I'll go check it out and I'll get back to you on that.
That's so awesome. I mean, I just love the idea, the crowdsourcing element. And so then people reach out to you. You mentioned go to KCRA.com to do that. And I just think that's a wonderful way to do this, Jessica. I think that's really cool content that you guys are going to come up with.
Cool, thanks. You know, like, I just feel like with sometimes there are shows where they're pre-planned and we're kind of telling people what to do, but it really is like, if we want to know the best things in this area, we should be asking the people that live it. Word of mouth, whether it's on social media these days, is like, you know, that's who we trust, our neighbors, our friends, our community. So, yeah, that's the plan. But we're really excited, and I really encourage people to tell us where to go, because like I said, we can't do any more if people aren't guiding us to where we should be going.
30-minute show? 30?
Or, yes, okay. 30-minute show. We have, you know, I don't know, like a handful, six or seven or so segments we'll check out. So, and it can be anything. You know, I want to make that clear, too. It's not, and it doesn't have to be just Sacramento City, please. Like, sure. Folsom, yes. Stockton, wherever. And it doesn't have to be food or entertainment. You know, it can be like I said, a date spot, or it could be a hiking trail. It could be a swimming hole. Like, it could be a person that you think deserves some attention that's doing something cool in the community. Like, whatever people are talking about, we want to know about it and go there and check it out.
Actually, I think that's what's cool. Dave's been here his whole life. I've been here so many years. And I think everybody can learn something. It's like, oh, really? I haven't heard of that place, or I've never gone. I think that's what, for even people that have been here a long time, I think they can learn something here.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, I hope we can entertain people, but yeah, that they can come away with it and actually, you know, figure out what they want to do this weekend, or just learn something about someone in the community. So that's the plan. I'm from Sacramento. I haven't lived here in like 20 years. And when I got back here, I was like, what is this city? I don't know this city anymore. And I really relied on word of mouth, and it helped me very quickly. I followed all these, you know, accounts on social media and caught myself up, and I was like, let's turn that into a show. So there you have it.
Well, good stuff. And word of mouth premieres this Monday, 7 p.m. on KCRA3. And as Jessica said, you can go to kcra.com/word of mouth to get your recommendations or your questions out there. You know, last thing, I know we already gave you one segment. Here's another one. And I'll actually.
No, I love it. Keep them coming.
Jessica, I'm going to even go a step further, because you're on your own finding out the De'Aaron Fox stuff. But I think sometime in the future, I say that we, without telling anyone, let's set up a question like, boy, you know, what's the best local sports morning show? Not only is that the question for you, I will even provide the random strangers that can answer that question for you on camera. Yeah. Not a staged, setup at all. Yeah. At all.
You have a job. You're now a producer on the show.
It worked. We got you working.
Awesome. Awesome. Beautiful. Well,
Jessica, thank you so much. Word of mouth is the show. We'll be checking in on KCRA starting on Monday. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Care. That's our content partner, KCRA, doing a brand new show.
Well, hey. If you just helped out De'Aaron Fox, you're helping the Kings, and we all help out.
Tied it all together right there.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'm also a giant fan. I'm a giant fan.
Yeah.
Also a giant fan of, we don't have enough local shows of any kind.
Right.
Even if it's stuff I don't care about, yeah. And I care about this, but even if it's stuff I don't care about, like everything is national and all that, this is like a real local show.
Where's the best place to watch soccer? Coming soon. Where's the best place to watch an NBA game? It's here.
It's right here.
Yeah.
By the way, since we have a couple more minutes in the segment, did you see the implication that China asked the NBA to fire Daryl Morey and they said no? Like, that came out a little bit yesterday, that China, the Chinese government, Adam Silver said that Chinese officials wanted Daryl Morey fired. And the foreign ministry over in China saying, we didn't say that at all.
Yeah.
It's like, why is Adam Silver going to lie about that?
I was just talking to someone last night about that, and they said, this is probably done now. I said, no.
No.
Nothing new is happening.
Right.
It's just not ending.
No.
And I don't know when the end is, and if that, you know, it's just little things that keep coming out.
Little things are going to keep coming out. This thing's going to be very interesting.
China doesn't want it to be done.
And you know what's crazy about this entire story is that all of the China NBA things that have happened, think about how big that story is. Our government hasn't even really gotten involved yet. That's coming. Like, think about that. Think about what happens to this story, and then our government gets involved. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
That's where this goes to a completely different level.
Right.
I think we're and by the way, and good on Adam Silver too. Can you just imagine a world in a second where Daryl Morey was let go? Like, what? Literally top five all time American sports scandals.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one
for
of them.
For a tweet. Yeah.
As Darren Revelle said, the most expensive tweet in history.
Yeah.
More expensive than, I think the previous one was, I don't know, something Elon Musk said with Tesla once.
Oh, okay.
He went online and said something like he wanted to go private or something like that, and then the smoke and the weed with Joe Rogan, which, by the way, that thing, you remember where he went on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently that launched a... That podcast cost American taxpayers $5 million because SpaceX, his Elon Musk's little group, space group, they're a military contractor. So that kicked off a random round of drug testing and education that NASA ended up reimbursing them for. It's $5 million off that podcast. It's a funny world we live in, buddy.
Got to be careful what you say, what you do. No doubt about that. The lessons keep getting reminded to us. All right. Four down territory is next. The big injury news last night to Patrick Mahomes. What does this do for the Raiders? Their chances in the AFC West. That, amongst other questions, on four down territory. That is next on The Drive.
It's time for Four Down Territory on The Drive. First down.
All right, four downs. We get you there first. First down's coming up in a moment. Jay Mars, happy birthday once again.
Thanks, buddy.
What do you got for us today?
Well, I got to our presenting sponsor, Fire Wings.
Just wing it.
21 different flavors to choose from. That's right, 21 Fire Wings. Just wing it.
One of our sales guys brought in his kid.
Oh.
Little kid, super cute.
Okay.
That was my problem. That's my fault.
All right.
21 Fire Wings, just wing it.
Oh, thank you. You're visiting.
I was visiting.
Okay.
That's just social butterfly.
Yeah.
How do you avoid a kid? I mean, come on.
It's a kid.
At the break, I'll tell you several ways to do it.
Okay, very good. Back to you.
All right, this question came from social media the other day, and it's quite the dandy, to use Grant Napier's word. If the 49ers could trade two future first-rounders for any player in the NFL, who should they trade for?
Jason is my witness. This sucks because we were talking about this yesterday afternoon with Scott Marsh, and my pick was Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
You mentioned another quarterback, though.
I did. I said Aaron Rodgers, and then I thought about it. I was like, oh, God, why wouldn't I pick Mahomes? I mean, he's MVPs.
Why, you hate Jimmy Garoppolo?
I don't hate Jimmy Garoppolo, but I think the Niners' defense is top two in the league. They're good. They could get better, but they're good. So I'm like, well, what do you do there? Do I grab an offensive lineman? Do I grab I think a lot of people would say a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a big believer that quarterbacks elevate wide receivers. And I think Jimmy Garoppolo, right now, at least this year, is a game manager. And it's worked. It's absolutely worked. And he wins. But imagine this team with an Aaron Rodgers or a Patrick Mahomes, healthy Patrick Mahomes on it. My God. That would be insane.
Insane, I say.
Yeah.
So that would be my pick.
Okay, I thought of this a lot because I'm thinking receiver makes the most sense. I feel like that's the weakest thing. Get him the elite. Get him Julio. Okay. They're working.
Right.
Get him, okay, they're a good running team. Get him the best running back. Well, I don't know if they need that.
I agree.
Get him Aaron Donald. They'll even be a better defense. I went, well, so I picked one for one reason, or for two reasons. Russell Wilson. Not the best QB, but he has played the quarterback position without great receivers.
Great pick.
And you're taking away from Seattle.
It's a great pick.
That's my pick.
Honestly, that's probably the right pick. Truly, that's honestly probably the right pick.
It's not the best QB, but he would fit great.
He's probably the MVP right now, though. I mean, Russell, he's a damn good quarterback.
And take him away from Seattle.
Take him away from Seattle. Okay, I'm with you.
All right. Second down. We might have got a first down on that one.
I think we did.
If Patrick Mahomes has to miss significant time, can the Raiders sneak atop the AFC West?
Talked about it earlier. I think the Raiders either become the favorite.
No.
Or to win the AFC West or right there.
Okay.
I mean,
favorite?
Let me run through it. Would the Chargers be the favorite? Would the Broncos be the
favorite? No, definitely not the Broncos.
Okay, and I don't think the Chargers right now either.
Can it still be the Chiefs?
Yes, and it probably either would be the Chiefs or they'd be right there.
This can be an 8-8 division.
But you're talking about a Chiefs team that already lost a couple in a row with Mahomes.
True.
Yes, the defense woke up, but the defense woke up against Joe Flacco. Like, let's not overstate the Chiefs' defense here. And Patrick Mahomes is the reigning MVP. He's the most electric offensive player in the league. If he's out for the year, I don't know, man. I think this is something we'll actually be able to answer for sure. My prediction is if Patrick Mahomes is out for the season, that the next line of odds we see, I think the Raiders will be a very slight favorite to win the AFC West.
Wow.
I truly believe that.
I can't put them as favorites, but I think they are definitely back. They're already in the conversation, and not that you want to see injury help
no,
you, but this is news that could benefit the Raiders, certainly.
Third down.
Sam Darnold says the Jets' offense will be, quote, unstoppable when tight end Chris Herndon returns. Guys, I'd just like your thoughts on this.
Quickly scrambling to look up Chris Herndon stats. Am I missing something?
Chris Herndon?
Chris Herndon.
Is the man. Like, let me tell you.
Chris, honestly, I don't even know. If he walked in this room and said, hey, guys, I'm Chris Herndon. Okay.
I would have no idea.
Dave, give me your favorite Chris Herndon moment.
Well, you know, first off, when he left the University of Miami, that was probably my favorite moment. He's 6'4". He's 23 years old. By the way, I'm doing this all off the top of my head.
You are.
He has, in his career, 39 catches for 500 yards and 4 touchdowns. Now, let's not turn this into a rip on Chris Herndon thing.
That sounds unstoppable.
Let's just say he's fine. Let's just say he's great. But I think Sam's going a little overboard. Here's the deal. Le'Veon Bell, we've talked about this before. Robbie Anderson is extremely underrated. He's an absolute home run threat, and you saw that last week. I don't know about unstoppable, but I think the Jets' offense is very much good with Sam Darnold under center.
I had the Jets making the playoffs. I think I'm going to be wrong. It's better with Darnold because I thought a second team would come out of the AFC East. Didn't think it would be Buffalo, but no. Unstoppable? No way. Unless I've totally missed the boat on those 39 catches from...
Wait till Chris Herndon's like MVP next year. That's as a tight end.
Sam New.
Herndkowski.
Do you guys even watch football, bro?
I don't know, man. Right?
What team is he on?
Fourth down.
Fourth down.
Make a bold prediction of something we will be talking about on Monday from the NFL weekend.
Well, it might have happened last night, sadly. I mean, the MVP got injured.
Right.
That's humongous. But I'm going to go this route. There's a couple of teams that actually I think might be upset this weekend. And if that happens, we're going to be wondering about the Rams. I don't know why I've got this hunch about the Falcons. Doesn't make any sense. And or the Cowboys losing. I mean, if the Cowboys in the battle for first place lose their fourth in a row, lose to the Eagles, they won't be buried, but that'll be four straight losses. And then is this Garrett? Is it, you know, what's Jerry going to say? It's the power teams that have something that goes wrong. So either the Rams, Dave, losing to Atlanta, which they shouldn't but could, and the Cowboys losing, I'll say, will cause a firestorm by Monday.
Okay. I'm just going to throw out some random names at you. Davante Adams, Geronimo Allison, Jimmy Graham, Aaron Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, Tremont Williams. Those are all Green Bay Packers on the injury report. Now, many of them are probably going to play.
Yeah.
But I think on Monday we're going to talk about how the Raiders went into Lambeau Field and beat the Green Bay Packers and won once again off their win in London off the Bears. Their bye week. They've got a bye week there too. Packers had a tough game against the Lions.
Short week.
Short week for the Packers. Long week for the Raiders. Packers are banged up. I just probably screwed the Raiders.
Is this a preview of your Jiffy Lube pick'em?
Maybe.
Okay.
But I think on Monday we'll be talking about how the Raiders went into Lambeau and won.
And if that then is on the heels of whatever the official injury report is for Patrick Mahomes, your favorite for the Raiders could be a comeback to reality.
They would be a half game behind the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Half game behind the Chiefs with...
With what you pointed out, schedules going forward, Chiefs is more difficult than the Raiders.
It's more difficult without the Raiders and... than the Raiders, and we don't know. And by the way, like I keep saying this, so if people have been listening for the last hour, they'd be like, yo, you already got it out, Dave. But new people come in all the time. Like, let's not make this, and we're trying not to sound like we're rooting for Patrick Mahomes. I hope Patrick Mahomes plays next Sunday. Like, nobody wants to see injury, but it's part of the game, and you have to talk about it. And if Mahomes is out, I don't care how you put it, that's good news for the Raiders when it comes to their playoff chances. And it sucks to say it like that, but that's a fact.
Yeah.
So knock on wood, though, he's not going to be out long because the sport is better for him.
For sure. And we will talk about that impact fantasy-wise as well as Dave Richards, CBSSports.com, Fantasy Football. He joins us next on The Drive. Coming up in a few moments, we're going to be visiting with Dave Richard, Fantasy Football. Get your advice and questions and all that you need. That's coming your way. Right now, though, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see the legendary Lynyrd Skynyrd coming to the Toyota Amphitheater. That's October 19th. Coming soon. For tickets and more information, visit KHDK.com. That's tomorrow.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
That might be their first really big hit.
Whoa, China Grove. Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, you'll hear that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you.
Oh, see, there's always one that surprises
you. Right, they had a ballad.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So after you go to Fire Wings.
Yeah. Then I'm off to Skynyrd. Turned
up,
man.
How soon till they come in?
How soon?
The text.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. Guys. That was actually, let me see. Air Supply.
Air Supply is correct.
That's the last one.
Uh-huh.
Doobie
Brothers, China
what
Grove.
Was the first one?
I got a peaceful.
Oh, Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yes.
That's right.
All right.
Or, dudes aren't Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, they might sing it.
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe they cover it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people cover Lynyrd Skynyrd songs.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Fine.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. 3 through 9, 11, 4.
Sean Salisbury scheduled to join us at 8 o'clock. We still have the Jiffy Lube Pick'em Challenge coming up against Carmichael Dave at 8:30.
Good luck.
Get ready for that as well. We will have the Raider game. We'll have the Niner game and a third game. Do you have that game ready? You don't have to tell everybody, but...
I do.
Okay, good.
I do. We have the featured the game of the week.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
Nice.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I know you're in the Survivor pool.
I am.
How are you doing in fantasy? You're in a couple leagues. How are you doing in the auction one?
In the auction one, I am now in second place at 4-2. I started out 0-2, and then I've reeled off 4 in a row, but I got really unlucky in the first two, and I've gotten really lucky in the... There's a part of me that thinks fantasy football leagues should all be total points. Because I
thank you very much.
Everyone's gone through this thing where they've had the second most points in the league, but you happen to play one of 11 other teams that had the highest points in the league. So you just lost, even though you would have beaten 10 other teams. We did do a thing one year, and I kind of wish we'd go back to it. It was kind of a compromise where the way they set it up online, so we had 10 people in our football league. Everybody played everybody every week, right?
Oh.
So basically, if you had the most points in the league that week,
beat everybody.
You went 9-0.
Okay.
And then if you had the second, 9-1, and on and on and on. And then so at the end of the year, your record was like, 151 and 101 or whatever. Okay. And so you didn't just go total points. You still had to – you were still playing teams. But I kind of like that. I get that a lot of fantasy football is talking garbage to each other.
Sure.
But it's like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the best one I'm in has both. Like, there's a portion of the winnings for the head-to-head record.
Yep.
The bigger one is total points because literally, as you said, Dave, it happens to everybody where, oh, man, I would have beat everybody in the league, but I lost this week. Why does the head-to-head matter in that? It's not my defense literally is not playing your team.
No.
It's just my roster is.
Right, exactly.
So they're irrelevant. It's just.
I don't get it.
I like the total points. That just tells you how good your team is.
Then in the other one, that's where I got unlucky. I was in second place there too. I played the worst team in the league. I counted it. So he started, including his defense, he started 10 total players. 6 of the 10 had highs for the season against me. It was one of those weeks where you just catch everybody
right
on this guy's team that had a good week.
Yeah.
Sucked.
In their best moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It happens.
Yep.
I know Dave Richard has heard a story of that or two of that, and all guests are coming to you via the Fire Wings hotline. Try one of their delicious flavors of wings today. Fire Wings.
Just wing it.
Wing it. Dave Richard joining us right now. Dave, let's start with what Carmichael Dave and I were just talking about. Are you a fan of total points deciding your fantasy leagues or head-to-head deciding who the eventual champion is?
I mean, I came up in fantasy football when head-to-head was the only way, and people didn't really think about total points. But that being said, I don't have a problem with total points being used for wild card spots.
Well,
so, for example, you've got 12 people in your league, 2 divisions of 6. The winner of each division not only gets in the fantasy playoffs but also a bye, and then the next 4 best teams in – based on most points scored, yeah, that's fine with me.
What about, I was telling him one thing we did one year is we set it up where 10 people in the league, it was 10, and everybody played everybody every week. In other words, if you had the highest points in the league that week, you went 9-0, second highest 8-1, et cetera, and
sure.
Then at the end of the year, you had this big, giant cumulative roster record in the hundreds, but kind of a hybrid.
It is. You know, I mean, the most fun part about fantasy is knowing, oh, I'm playing my brother-in-law this
right.
week, or I'm playing my coworker this week, and, you know, God, I hope I, smash his brains in,
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not literally, of course.
No, of course.
Just only figuratively within the world of fantasy.
Yeah.
But I mean, trash talk is part of the game, and it's part of the fun, and beating up guys. I'm in a keeper league where teams are naming, or the managers are naming their teams after horrible acts that can be done to me.
Right.
Things that I do not dare say
right.
publicly, much less on the radio, but you can get the idea. And it's good-natured, fun banter that you'd find between buddies playing fantasy football. And what's better than beating your buddy at something that he nor you have any control over?
Dave, what are you telling people, or what will you tell people about Patrick Mahomes? Obviously, if he's on your team, he's your stud. He's a keeper. If you're in a keeper league, whatever the case may be, he's the guy. We don't know the overall outlook now of the injury last night, but certainly that's everybody's starting quarterback if you have him. What do you to say about Patrick Mahomes right now?
There's probably a million people out there that are ready to donate their kneecap to him just so he can come back on the field sooner. We don't know how long he's going to be out for, but there's optimism that he's going to miss just three games. So you're going to put Mahomes on your bench and you're going to stream quarterback for the next 3 weeks. Looking at week eight, the matchups are really good for Matthew Stafford, for Josh Allen, for Jacoby Brissett. Those guys are highly owned. It's going to be hard to expect to find any one of those three on your waiver wire. So you might have to settle for Sam Darnold, who actually, the weeks 8 through 10, great schedule for him. And even beyond that, plenty of really good matchups that you could use in case Mahomes misses that time. If you're strictly streaming just for week eight, Teddy Bridgewater's home against Arizona. I think that's a pretty good matchup to go with. Or you can make a trade, but I wouldn't trade that much because we are expecting, at least at this point, Mahomes to come back. And with that being the case, you shouldn't make some big, huge deal to bring in, you know, Carson Wentz on your team or Kyler Murray or something like that. You could consider taking the player that you would cut for a quarterback off of waivers, whoever that player is off your bench, offer that player to another team's second quarterback. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the worst player on your bench for that quarterback who's got some good matchups in the next 3 weeks, maybe it's, you know, Jared Goff for week eight. He's got an amazing matchup. Who does he play? He's playing Cincinnati. And then you might even discard him after that because week nine he's on bye, but you're not going to give up much, if anything, to get that quarterback to begin replacing Mahomes.
All right. So did I see something earlier that you tweeted out? Are you starting to come around on get Sammy Watkins off your roster club?
Yeah, I think everybody is.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier to do if Matt Moore's throwing him the football now, Dave.
Yeah.
We know that. It's Matt Moore is a very good backup quarterback. He's serviceable. And again, if Mahomes is only going to miss three games, I would suspect that the Chiefs are going to stick with him for those three games and then just welcome back Patrick Mahomes with open arms. But I don't know when you'll feel good starting Sammy Watkins. We know that he's not at 100%. He missed the game yesterday. And so are you going to use him in three not so easy matchups for the Chiefs over the next 3 weeks with Matt Moore under center? I don't think so. So week 11, maybe in a perfect world, Patrick Mahomes is back by then. The Chiefs are going to take on the Chargers. Seems like a pretty decent enough matchup for Sammy Watkins. By that point, are you sure he would even be a starter for your team? Maybe you have some other receiver or flex player that you'll use in place of him. So, yeah, I think the time's come where you can let go of Sammy Watkins. What a terrible year it's been for him after week one, though.
Dave, what are some of your favorite plays for this week? Who's ranked high that you say you got to play this week?
Guys that are ranked high that you got to play. I'm a fan of Jacoby Brissett coming off the bye against Houston. I think that he can put the ball in the air quite a bit. That Texans secondary, I don't think it's very good. I think Brissett can put up some good numbers there. So that's a quarterback that I would strongly consider. A running back that I like a lot is Tevin Coleman. I think it's pretty easy to start him at this point, but I've got him as a top 15 running back. Great matchup against Washington, and he's dominating red zone touches for the 49ers. I think you could buy into that. Frank Gore and pretty much anybody on the Buffalo Bills. Great matchup against Miami at home. Pretty simple, right? You just go with the Bills guys against them. Gore should be great. John Brown should be great. I think Josh Allen can be a top 12 quarterback. And I even like Dawson Knox as a sleeper tight end, not just for this week, but maybe just somebody to stash on your bench because I think he could have a potential role in this offense. His playing time has been going up the last couple of weeks. And I don't know the last time that you've been able to go to your waiver wire and find Aaron Rodgers' top target or go into your daily fantasy league and find Aaron Rodgers' top target at the cheapest possible price. But that's what we've got with Alan Lazard, who's kind of like the Auden Tate of the Green Bay Packers. He's not very fast, but he's very big. And I think Aaron Rodgers is going to continue to target him. It's a good matchup against the Raiders. And Lazard's a good number three receiver this week and a great play in daily.
Dave Richard with us. Dave, what do you feel? We're talking philosophies a little bit from time to time. How do you feel? I have Chicago's defense, for example, but what I've been doing lately is I've been defense hopping based on whoever plays the Dolphins, and I've had success, and I'm wondering, where are you on that? Obviously, kicker defense, end of the draft, but during the course of the year, you can get burned with buys and all that. I understand that, but are you open to the idea of defense hopping based on matchup or generally pick a badass defense and stick with that badass defense?
I think the best way to do it is to begin your year with a defense that has a good matchup or a couple of good matchups in the first few weeks of the season, mm-hmm. aside from if there's a defense that you think is just totally dominant. Like, I still believed that the Bears' defense was dominant. Mm-hmm. So I didn't mind drafting them very late, but certainly before the final round. That's sure. when you'd have to take them, when they were available. And I don't regret that at all, because it just they've been good, and they make it easier to just not worry about making ad drops every week. You have to be a proactive fantasy manager if you're going to stream defenses. That's the same term as defense hopping, like you said. But, yeah, I love that idea, and I particularly love it if you just begin that process in week one, and you just keep doing it until you find a defense that you love. And an example that I have from my drafts this year, I took the Patriots DST in a lot of drafts. I didn't love their matchup week one against Pittsburgh, of course, but weeks 2, 3, and 4 this season, they took on the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills. I think when the season started, we could all agree that those were offenses that we didn't think were going to be explosive. And it turned out that the Patriots were good for all 4 of them and beyond. So I've got the Patriots DST in a bunch of leagues, and there's nothing better. It's like picking a player late in your draft that turns out to be a starter for your team, or picking a guy off the waiver wire that ends up being a stud for your roster. Doing the same thing with the DST, if you're streaming them and you just end up with one that's just good, it's easy. It makes fantasy better, and then you don't have to go and bother playing the waiver wire each week and being ahead of the game. And to that whole extent, maybe the best DST to pick up right now is the Steelers. Mm. They're on bye this week. They play the Dolphins next week.
So just staying on that real quick, I think we have calls here. With the acquisition of Jalen Ramsey, where does that put – and I noticed, I think you tweeted earlier this week, I think that was you, that the Rams have some favorable matchups. So did that defense jump up a bit for you, or was it going to jump up anyways with the matchups?
No, definitely it jumped up because they got Ramsey. Yeah. And, you know, when they traded Marcus Peters, everybody's thinking, well, what are they doing? Because Peters is a serviceable cornerback, if not even a solid one. And then Aqib Talib was hurt, and then you see them acquire Ramsey, and you go, all right, now I've got a defense with Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. You know it's going to be good. I wouldn't want to use them this week at Atlanta. There's going to be a lot of points scored in that game, but they've got Cincinnati in week 8, and then at Pittsburgh in week 10, Chicago in week 11. Those could be pretty good matchups that you'd want to use the Rams DST.
All right, Dave Richard joining us from CBSSports.com, fantasy football. You see him everywhere. Let's get some questions on the text line, certainly on the phone lines. It's Vince has a question for Dave. Vince, go ahead.
Hey, Dave. So I'm having an issue trying to set up my DFS lineup. I want to get Evan Engerman, but he's 6,500 on DraftKings this week. Right now, my tight ends and DSTs are TJ Hockenson and the Raiders DST. So I'm struggling to find low value tight ends or DSTs. Do you suggest I pay up for Evan Engram and adjust my lineup accordingly, or do you have any good low value tight ends and DSTs I can plug and play? Thanks.
Yeah, I'm looking at the tight ends now. Hockenson at 3,600. If you wanted to spend a little bit more, I'd go Hunter Henry at 4,000. I think that just makes a lot more sense. Hockenson, a touchdown or bust tight end. Hunter Henry, good matchup against Tennessee. It's only 400 more. You should be able to still go cheap at defense with the Raiders, if that's really what you want to do, and go with Hunter Henry there. And I think you could find some pretty good values at receiver, and that would help you bulk up at running back, because there are a lot of running backs that are worth paying for this week in daily.
Talking about wide receivers as well, as we talked to Dave Richard of CBS Sports, one of my favorite fantasy stories this year is DJ Chark. My kid's favorite every single time he scores, dude. And when you look at Chark, when you look at Terry McLaurin over at with the Skins, and Cortland Sutton, you're talking about three receivers that are doing relatively well this year, that all three have not the best, in some cases, backup or injury replacement quarterbacks. So when you look at the three situations there and the quarterbacks they're getting fed from, how would you rank those three? Somebody was asking me that the other day, McLaurin, Chark, or Sutton going forth for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I think highly of all three of them, and it's really just how they're used in their respective offenses. What helps is all three of them have quarterbacks who trust them. So even though they're not necessarily in, you know, amazing, prolific passing offenses, they get funneled a lot of targets because their quarterbacks are willing to go with them, and that's what keeps them very valuable for fantasy. I actually have McLaurin currently the highest rest of season ahead of Chark and ahead of Sutton, but okay. Those three are going to flip almost on a weekly basis where, you know, Chark has a big week, McLaurin has a down week, well, Chark will be the next guy up. I'll say this. I think that with the way that the Jaguars have been using Chark and with the chance that Nick Foles comes back and doesn't lean on him the same way Minshew does,
sure,
I think there's a little bit of risk with him rest of season. But for now, we should enjoy it, and he is a must-start this week going up against Cincinnati in that terrible and beat-up secondary.
Dave, what about the backup quarterbacks that have played so well, Bridgewater and Allen? Now, I don't know if people are playing them in fantasy, but at some point, Cam apparently may be getting closer. Drew Brees will come back. What does it look like for Cam and Brees as fantasy plays when they return?
I think Brees, everybody's waiting for Brees to come back, and it could be pretty soon when he does come back, and he should be fine. I don't know if he's going to be a top five-ish type of fantasy quarterback, because remember, we were drafting him a little later than normal this year anyway, because he's pretty old and he's just not quite as effective as he used to be. But we don't know what the Saints offense could look like. We know that Alvin Kamara is beat up right now. What if he's got a high ankle sprain and is going to miss several weeks? There could be some games where Drew Brees is going to have to carry the load, and he can be good for fantasy purposes. Cam's an even bigger wild card. We know when Drew Brees comes back, he's going to be the starter. We don't know exactly when Cam's going to come back, and we think he'll be the starter when he comes back, but we're not 100% sure because the Panthers haven't lost a game with Kyle Allen yet. It's not because Kyle Allen is playing lights-out football. They're playing good football on both sides, and Christian McCaffrey just running the ball like a madman. That's a big part of it, too. If Cam is right, and if he is healthy, I would imagine the Panthers will put him back on the field no matter how Kyle Allen has done or will do. And if that's the case, you've got to trust him in fantasy as a top 12 fantasy quarterback, because last year when he was healthy, he was averaging 26 fantasy points per game. That's what helps people win their leagues. If he's not healthy and he's not right, then maybe the Panthers will hesitate to put him on the field and they'll be doing fantasy managers a favor. There's one more thing. Cam's out there in about half of CBS Sports leagues, and a lot of people are trying to pick him up in the wake of the Patrick Mahomes injury. You have to be careful with that, because if you've got Mahomes and you know he's going to miss three games, you're not sure when Cam's going to start and if you'll feel good starting him, you need a third quarterback. A lot of people don't want to carry two quarterbacks, much less three quarterbacks on their fantasy team. It could be a tough move if you're trying to get Cam Newton and Patrick Mahomes on your fantasy roster.
Dave Richard with us. I stay obsessed with wide receivers here. Just looking, you know, six games through the year at some of the surprises. And I don't know that you call this a surprise. We all knew Chris Godwin was going to be good. But he in a lot of leagues is a top scoring receiver through these games. They're on a bye this weekend. First off, are you ready to say Godwin has now surpassed Mike Evans in fantasy value trade for trade, number one? And number two, is he now, despite his inconsistent quarterback in Jameis Winston, is he now for you a full-fledged wide receiver one for the remainder of the year, no issues?
The answer to those questions are both yes, yeah. And I'm actually going to go back to what I talked about when we talked about Chark and McLaurin when we talk about Chris Godwin. Jameis loves throwing to him,
yep.
And it makes sense.
Yep.
He gets open, and he's not the number one guy, so defenses key in on Evans, certainly more so than Godwin, and Godwin's making plays. So when you've got that kind of an opportunity and you're as talented as a receiver as Chris Godwin is, the numbers come, and he's averaging more fantasy points per game at wide receiver than any other receiver, and it's by a wide margin, Dave. He's averaging 16.8, and this is not PPR, 16.8 fantasy points per game. The next best guy, based on what I'm looking at, is Chark at 13.3. Yep. Kind of crazy that they're at the top, and guys like DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones, Odell Beckham, they're not near the top.
Do you worry, though, that Evans is being used at all, not as a decoy, but that Godwin's taking Evans' catches because he's not getting the best guy on him, and there could be a shift as we get further in the year and things like what you said become fact with defensive schemes? Do you worry that that could shift back to Evans, or are you pretty confident Godwin's going to be the guy for the rest of the year?
I think if it shifts back to Evans, it'll be temporary.
Okay.
Because the bind that defenses will be in covering the Buccaneers receivers is, well, can you really double both? That's
right.
Pretty hard to do. You know, from play to play, you can't do it. Maybe occasionally you can, but then you're leaving guys wide open, and that is dangerous business for defensive coordinators. So I think it's wise, and maybe we compliment Jameis on this, that he's reading defenses. He sees that coverage is tilted one way. He goes the other way.
Yep.
That's a smart thing to do. He just didn't do that in his last game against Carolina. He was throwing the ball all over the place, and he had five interceptions, and he's leaving fantasy managers very upset. those who started him, at least. And even because of that game, I think people are shy to go and use him as a replacement for Patrick Mahomes for the next 3 weeks. It doesn't help that his next two games are on the road against pretty competent defenses, though.
All right, let's go back to the phones and check in with Jeff. Jeff, you're on with Dave Richards. Go ahead, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Miles Sanders or Latavius Murray, and are Dede Westbrook and Darren Waller?
Well, with Westbrook and Waller, we need to make sure that they play. I think in a PPR league, I'll prefer Waller to Westbrook, but it's close.
Welcome to the Waller bandwagon, by the way, Dave. I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me he would be good.
Yes,
I heard
he did.
That somewhere. Then let's go with Miles Sanders at running back. Or no, I'm sorry, not Miles Sanders. Let's go with Latavius Murray at running back there. I'm not expecting Alvin Kamara to play at this point. Obviously, it changes. If Alvin Kamara is active, even though it's Chicago, Latavius Murray just won't get the work. But if Latavius Murray is the only back, the primary back for the Saints, it's hard to say no to a running back that's going to get a guaranteed 15 touches, even against the Bears. And last week, he had a tough matchup against Jacksonville. He had a long catch-and-run touchdown called back. So those fresh legs could work for him, and I think the Saints will have no choice but to lean on him if Kamara's out.
Where can people see, hear, and read you, Dave?
So in about an hour, you know the drill, Dave. Yeah. We're going to be live on Fantasy Football Today, 9 a.m. Pacific time, going over our daily predictions, guys that we like and don't like based on the values on FanDuel and DraftKings. Really looking forward to talking about this slate because there's a lot of interesting receivers at cheap prices, and it's not just the Alan Lazards of the world. There's a lot of guys out there, and we're also going to dig deep into this Patrick Mahomes injury. What does it mean for Tyreek Hill? What does it mean for Travis Kelce? What about the run game in Kansas City? Is there anybody there that can really make fantasy managers feel good? And, of course, Mahomes, Deke. Do you bench him? Do you consider trading him at this point? What's the situation on him? We will cover all that, a little more than 60 minutes on Fantasy Football Today, live on CBS Sports HQ. You can download the free CBS Sports app and watch it there, or you just go to CBSSports.com and watch it on anything that gets Wi-Fi.
Well, great work as always, Dave. Have a good weekend, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Same. Hopefully Mahomes is the only injury that we have
yes,
to deal with.
Right. Please, let's seven. Hope so. All right, yeah. Thank you, Dave.
See you, buddy.
You got it.
All right, that's Dave Richard joining us here. When we come back, the 8 o'clock hour, final hour of the week of The Drive. Sean Salisbury gives us the latest on what we can expect with that Patrick Mahomes injury. That is next on The Drive.